السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر أحيا الليل وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المئزر. رواه البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. The mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentions that when the final 10 nights of the blessed month of Ramadan would begin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the entire night awake in ibadah. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also awaken and encourage his family to stay awake and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the nights. And thirdly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert all effort in worshipping Allah ta'ala more than what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do during the first 20 days of the month of Ramadan. And in another hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that the amount of ibadah and worship which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform during the blessed month of Ramadan would be much more in comparison to the ibadah he would perform outside the month of Ramadan. And the ibadah the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan would be more in comparison to the ibadah he would perform in the first 20 days of the month of Ramadan. So we are passing through the final 10 days of the blessed month of Ramadan. It is the 21st day of the month of Ramadan. And now we only have either 9 or 10 days remaining. And in everything we look into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for guidance. So each person needs to exert as much effort as he possibly can to try and gain maximum benefit from these remaining moments of this blessed month. The mindset should not be that if I do not value or if I do not benefit from the month of Ramadan this year, then I can always do something next year. I can always do something after 5 years, after 10 years. Because nobody knows how long they are going to remain in this world for. There were many individuals who must have thought the same last year in the month of Ramadan. But today they are no longer with us. There will be many who did not even contemplate and who did not even think that I only have a few days remaining in the world. So this is the time to do something. This is the season of ibadah and worship. This is the season in which a person can gain the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only would he exert effort throughout the day, but even at night, when normally a person is now tired and it's time to retire to bed, knowing the importance and the significance of these moments, that it's possible that we will never get such valuable moments again in our life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this sacrifice and he would spend the entire night in ibadah also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice was that in the last 10 days, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain inside the masjid. He would spend the final 10 days in i'tikaf. And by spending the final 10 days in i'tikaf, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was guaranteed to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every second of these final 10 days. Whether he was awake or whether he was sleeping. Whether he was sitting and doing ibadah or whether he was just sitting silently. Because when a person is in i'tikaf, this i'tikaf is an ibadah in itself. So even when a person is sleeping, the angel is writing down that this person is engaged in the good deed of i'tikaf. And according to the majority of the ulama, Laylatul Qadr occurs in these final 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So even if a person was to sleep at night, because he is in i'tikaf, he will be rewarded for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more than 1,000 months. This is why those who are able to, they should spend the final 10 days of the month of Ramadan in i'tikaf. Those who have not made this intention this year, then they should make an intention that inshallah from next year we will make a habit of this, of spending the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan in i'tikaf. And if our circumstances are such that we are unable to, then we should try and spend as much time as possible in these final 10 days and final 10 nights inside the environment of the masjid. With the intention of optional and nafal i'tikaf. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only would he worship Allah ta'ala throughout the day, even at night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the nights in the ibadah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is a great possibility that one of these nights will be the night of Laylatul Qadr. One of these nights could be Laylatul Qadr. And why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not inform us that this is Laylatul Qadr? There is a misconception in the minds of many people that 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. Whereas this is not the correct view. Majority of the times, Laylatul Qadr occurs on the 27th night. But that's not guaranteed. It could occur, according to one opinion, in any night of the entire year. And we have had individuals who kept this in mind and they worshipped Allah Ta'ala throughout the entire year in every single night. So that they do not miss out on Laylatul Qadr. If you are informed that if you are to work for 1 hour in a particular night, then you are going to receive £1,000,000. But that one night, you do not know which night it is. It could be any night in the year 2025. Now you tell me, won't every person make sure that they work for 1 hour in every single night just to gain that £1,000,000? So the worship of Laylatul Qadr is far more greater, but because we don't understand that value, this is why, forget outside the month of Ramadan, even in the month of Ramadan we go to sleep. Whereas at least some portion of the night we should spend in ibadah and worship. So this is one opinion. Second opinion, it occurs in any of the nights of the month of Ramadan. So you have the second category, that they can't worship Allah Ta'ala throughout the year, but at least 30 nights they make this firm intention that these 30 nights I'm going to spend in ibadah. Thereafter, the majority of the times Laylatul Qadr occurs in the last 10 nights. So last 10 nights, each person should spend these last 10 nights in ibadah. And if not the entire night, at least some portion of the night. And from the last 10 nights, majority of the times, it occurs in the odd nights. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th or 29th. And from these odd nights, majority of the times, it occurs on the 27th night. But it could occur on any of the nights. Now why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not inform us that 21st night is Laylatul Qadr or 27th night is Laylatul Qadr? So there are two wisdoms behind this. One wisdom is that if Allah ta'ala informed us that 27th night is Laylatul Qadr, then we would have only worshipped Allah ta'ala on the 27th night. And the remaining of the nights we would have gone to sleep. Because we do not know, we try to worship Allah in every night. So that there's a possibility it could be Laylatul Qadr. So we worship Allah more. When you worship Allah more, there will be more reward. So this is also the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that He kept it hidden for us. And there is also a second wisdom, that there will also be those very unfortunate individuals that even after being informed that this is the night of Laylatul Qadr, they would still not worship Allah Ta'ala. And not only would they not worship Allah Ta'ala, they would engage in sin even on this night. Now imagine being informed that this is the night of Qadr and you still sin and you still disobey Allah Ta'ala. How far this person will go from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala's rahmah and mercy on these people was such that I won't inform the ummah of when Laylatul Qadr is, so that they can be saved from carrying out such a heinous crime. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend these final 10 nights in the ibadah of Allah ta'ala. Number two, he would also encourage his family. So we should also encourage those who are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these final 10 days and these 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And as the days pass, and we know that now the month of Ramadan is ending, there's only 9 days left, now there's only 8 days left, now there's only 7 days left. It shouldn't be that we begin to feel happy. Each person should ponder over his own condition, that as the days of the month of Ramadan are passing, does it make me feel happy or does it make me feel sad? If the answer is I'm feeling happy that alhamdulillah the month of Ramadan is finishing, then this is a very bad sign. A believer should feel sad that Allah Ta'ala gave me such a valuable month and I have not done anything. And these days are passing and now I don't know if I will get another opportunity. So we shouldn't feel happy. Rather, as the days go by, we should have this remorse and this regret that until now I've done nothing, let me do something in these final moments. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are judged in accordance to the endings. According to the endings. Which means that if you haven't done anything till now, you shouldn't become despondent. You shouldn't think to yourself that I've already wasted 20 days. What's the point now? Now I'll do something next year. No, this is also a thought from Shaitan. Shaitan always makes us think that I will do something, but I will do it tomorrow. I will do it next week. I will do it next year. No, I will do it now. I will do it now, and with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will do it. There has to be this firm conviction that when it comes to practicing upon the deen, I can do it, and with the help of Allah, I will do it. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have never given us this command to worship Him or to obey Him. The examiner only puts that exam in front of the student, which he knows that this student has studied this syllabus and he can answer these questions. If a teacher is teaching the year 11 class, and there is another teacher teaching a year 7 class, the year 7 class teacher will not put in front of the students the examination paper of the year 11 class. Because he knows that my students have not studied this. So if Allah Ta'ala has told us, do this, do this, do this, refrain from this, refrain from this, refrain from this, He has only told us because He knows that we have the stamina and the ability to carry out these actions and the ability to refrain from these actions. But Allah Ta'ala has given us a willpower. Now it's up to us whether we use that willpower or not. We have to use that willpower. We have to believe that I can obey Allah. I can become the special friend of Allah. And with the help of Allah, I will. It's this firm conviction, it's this using this willpower which has made people achieve great, great things, whether it's from a worldly point of view or whether it's the point of view of deen. In India, there was a great king. So he had taken his entire army in a battle. And they were defeated to this extent that he lost all hope. Completely destroyed. So he went and sat inside a cave. Very down, very depressed. Thinking to himself that he has completely lost and there is no chance of now standing up with his army again and trying to fight against the enemy. And in this depressed state inside the cave, he was just looking at one place where he saw that there was an ant which was trying to climb up the cave. So it would climb up and it would fall down. Then it would begin again climbing up, and after a bit it would fall down. And he's just staring at this ant. And this ant, it kept going up, fell down, going up, fell down. Until finally this ant reached the top. So this king thought to himself that if this ant does not give up, then why should I give up? And he told his army that, regroup, we are going again. And this time he went with this firm belief that, no, I can. And we will gain victory. And they gained the victory. So as a mu'min and a believer, we should never become despondent. That how am I going to become a special friend of Allah Ta'ala? How am I going to obey Allah? How am I going to refrain from the disobedience of Allah? Now, each and every person has this ability to live his life in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with him. So in this month of Ramadan, as the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, these final days of the month of Ramadan, we need to do as much as we possibly can. As much as we possibly can. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala used to say that do not let the horse in a race be more clever than you. The horse in the race, when it reaches the final part of the race, that's when it exerts all of its effort. So in the same way, it doesn't matter what you've done until now. These are now the final laps when you need to exert as much effort as you possibly can. So that when the moon of Eid is sighted, then you can truly experience happiness, that alhamdulillah, I have achieved something and I have gained the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one who fasts, for him there are two moments of happiness. There are two moments of joy. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ The first moment of joy is at the time of iftar. Somebody who has been eating all day, at the time of maghrib, he is not going to feel any joy. He will not experience any joy. But a person who is fasting, at the time of maghrib, when he puts that one simple date in his mouth, the joy that he experiences, only he knows the joy that he will gain at that time, that alhamdulillah, only for the pleasure of Allah, I have refrained from eating and drinking from the time of Subah Sadiq until the time of Maghrib. Each person here who fasts, they will be able to say that alhamdulillah, we experienced this joy at the time of Maghrib. This is farhatun inna fitrihi. And the second iftar is on the last day of the month of Ramadan. So on the last day of the month of Ramadan, when a person has fasted for 30 days, then he will experience a special joy that alhamdulillah, for 30 days I have done that which Allah Ta'ala commanded me to do. And farhatun inda liqa'i rabbihi. The final iftar. The final iftar is at the time when our soul is extracted. So just as we have been told to refrain from food and drink from Subah Sadiq until the time of Maghrib. Number two, just as we have been told to refrain from disobeying Allah and fasting from the first of Ramadan until the last day of the month of Ramadan. In the same way, we also do suhoor at the time we become baligh and mature. And then we refrain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our iftar will be at the time when our soul is extracted. And just as a person feels a sense of joy at the time of Maghrib, when he has fasted for the entire day, just imagine the sense of joy he will experience at the real iftar, when the soul is being extracted, and the angel is saying, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, O nafse mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbik, return to your Rabb, radiyatan mardiyah, in a state that Allah is pleased with you and you are pleased with Allah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter into my servants, wadkhuli jannati, and enter into my jannah. That will be the real moment of joy. So in this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala is giving us a taste at the time of Maghrib every day. That, O my servant, when you fast for me, look at the joy you experience at the time of Maghrib. Now after the month of Ramadan, carry on obeying me and carry on refraining from disobeying me, so that when your time comes to leave from this world, then you can experience such a joy that that joy will never come to an end, that joy will remain forever and ever. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us all the ability to understand this. Life will very soon come to an end. It's up to each and every individual to take this seriously. This world is nothing, the akhirah is everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us this realization and give us the ability to prepare. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers are requested to please stand up in the places, make the rows, stand close together, fill in all the empty gaps.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا لا إله إلا الله
brothers are reminded with regards to the appeal that was made before the month of Ramadan, where each person was requested to try and raise £300 during the month of Ramadan to pay off the debt. So approximately just over a week remains now. So those who have not managed to carry this task out till now, then they are once again requested that in these final days, either we ourselves donate £300 towards the masjid, or we raise this money by asking our friends and family. Inshallah, if each person was to do this, it will go a long way in helping paying off this qarz. So please keep this in mind on your way out. Inshallah, there will be a volunteer also. If you want to ask him with regards to anything, you can, or you can also pledge your donations. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني، ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله، ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجعلنا من أتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم سلمنا من رمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا وتسلمه منا متقبلا. اللهم أعتك رقابنا من النار، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows. Stand close together. Fill in any empty gaps.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.